Hey there, movie enthusiasts. Welcome to Movies and Games Beyond. I'm your host, Jay, the Geeky Dad, and here we're taking our podcast on a fun and interactive journey through the world of cinema. We're not just talking about movies, we're diving into the heart of it. We even have some movie-related goodies to give away. Think word searches, crosswords, activity sheets, puzzles, and quizzes. And if you have a suggestion for us, just drop it in, and if I can make it, it's yours. That's how this show rolls. Today, buckle up for a double feature. It Was Always You and Making Waves. But that's not all. We've got some juicy news and trending stories to dish out, and we'll wrap it up with a riddle, joke, or intriguing fact. So let's dive right into it. It Was Always You, a 2021 Hallmark movie that stars Erin Krakow and Tyler Hines. Engaged to a successful doctor, her life takes a twist when she crosses paths with David, her fiancé's free-spirited brother. David is the opposite of Elizabeth, adventurous, spontaneous, and a rule-breaker. He shakes up her world, revealing there's more to life than predictability. Elizabeth finds herself falling for David, caught between loyalty and the thrill of adventure. This movie is all about self-discovery, following your heart, and the pursuit of true love. It's a story of a woman who must decide between the safe path and the pursuit of happiness. Which one would you take? Now, here's the kicker. Elizabeth's fiancé's brother, David, turns her life upside down. He's a free spirit, an adventurer, and someone who challenges her to break free from the norm. As she gets to know David better, Elizabeth finds herself drawn to him, and she's faced with a tough choice. Stick with the known or leap into the unknown. Ooh, which one would you do? I highly recommend It Was Always You to anyone who loves a good romance story with a message of hope and inspiration. Now, if you are into your romance movies, and this is a good one, guys. In fact, it's probably one of the best. Now, you might not have heard of it because it's on Hallmark, so you probably only heard of like your major ones, your popular ones, what go to cinema and everyone talks about, your blockbuster, your Hollywood kind of movies, yeah? But this one, the Hallmark movie, is awesome. You need to watch it if you love your romance. Yep, It Was Always You. And both of the actors are great in it, especially Tyler. He's good in everything. So check it out, guys. If you've seen it, let us know. Are you a fan of it? Yeah? But now let's shift gears and talk about Making Waves. Making Waves is a 2023 Hallmark Channel movie starring Holland Roden and Corey Cott. Set in the picturesque Outer Banks of North Carolina, it follows the story of Amelia, a music executive, and Will, a singer-songwriter. Amelia is sent to the Outer Banks to scout an exclusive new band she hopes to sign. To her surprise, the band is led by her childhood summer sweetheart, Will. As they spend time together, they rekindle their connection, both personally and musically. But Amelia's career starts getting in the way, forcing her to make a challenging choice between work and her heart. The film's theme is all about following your dreams and staying true to yourself. Amelia, despite her success, feels like something's missing in her life. Will, on the other hand, is a talented musician, but he's hesitant to take risks. Their relationship helps them overcome their fears and follow their hearts. I love Making Waves because it's a heartwarming story about pursuing your dreams and staying true to yourself. It reminds us that love can surprise us in the most unexpected places. So what's Making Waves emphasizing, you ask? It's all about pursuing your dreams and staying true to yourself. Like we just mentioned, Amelia is successful but unhappy, while Will is a talented musician afraid to take risks. Through their journey, they inspire each other to follow their hearts. For me, what sets it apart is authenticity and its reminder that love can be found where you least expect it. Now, I'd love to hear from you, our fantastic listeners. What are your thoughts on the themes and messages of these movies? Have you ever experienced a moment in life where love or a dream surprised you when you least expected it? Share your stories and let's keep this dialogue going. But before we continue, let's take a closer look at some of the other movies featuring the talented cast of these films. Erin Krakow. Erin Krakow is a gifted actress known for her roles in Hallmark movies and series like When Calls a Heart. You've probably seen it, you've probably heard of it. She's the main one in that. Army Wives and Sense, Sensibility and Snowmen, which I watched recently, guys, and it is fun. Stars Erin and Luke McFarlane, both great in it, guys. You gotta watch that one, it's a fun one. She embodies the values of love, family, and community that are important to the Hallmark brand. Next up, we have Tyler Hines. Tyler Hines brings heart and soul to every role he plays. He has starred in films such as Three Wise Men and a Baby, which was awesome. I watched it again not long ago. An Unexpected Christmas, also awesome. And Time for Him to Come Home for Christmas, which came out last year, but I only watched it about a week ago. And I've got to admit, guys, I really enjoyed that one. And gotta say, like a lot of people, I am a fan of Tyler Hines, probably my favourite actor. Talking of Time for Him to Come Home for Christmas, though, guys, he also co-stars with our next talented actor from the movie Making Waves, which we just talked about, and that is Holland Roden. Does the name sound familiar? Because Holland Roden has played roles in films and series such as The Re-Education of Molly Singer, Mother May I, and of course, Teen Wolf. She's known for her strong, independent characters. And if you're wondering who she played in Teen Wolf, she played Lydia Martin. Next, we have Corey Cott. Corey Cott has portrayed characters in Filthy Rich and Butler's in Love. He adds depth and complexity to his roles. He's also starred, like, done the odd episode in stuff like Chicago Med and The Equalizer. And now it's time to add a dash of fun to our podcast with some questions to see if you've been listening. No cheating. Get ready to exercise your brain cells and share a laugh. Question one. Where did the Hallmark movie Making Waves take place? The answer? No, it's not the United Kingdom, but the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Question two. Who is the male lead in Making Waves? We've just spoken about it, guys. The answer is Corey Cott. Question three. Who is the male actor in It Was Always You? Give you a clue. He's my favourite actor. Yep, that's right. The answer is Tyler Hines. Question four. Where did they film the movie It Was Always You? It was filmed in Victoria on Vancouver Island. Are you from that place? Let us know. As we wrap up this podcast, I want to thank all of you for being part of our cinematic journey. Your feedback, your interactions mean the world to us. Visit the Christmas Everyday Club website where I share free principles for you to enjoy. The link will be in the description for this episode. And that is it for now. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, share it with your friends so we can grow the channel. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to share some movies for me to watch. Till next time, goodbye. Stay geeky, my friends.